You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What's up, guys? You're tuned into Walao on 95 Backshots FM. And right now, here in the back, Ding Dong Lounge backstage, we have...
Backshots!
Alright, who is Backshots?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. I believe this was the product of Verit and your solo music, if I'm correct.
No, it is not me. It's a group effort.
Yeah. You know? A group effort. So who is part of this group effort?
Tauna couldn't make it tonight, but the rest of us. I'm Arki. I play guitars. Caleb, introduce yourself.
My name is Caleb. I play the drums.
My name is Verit. I sing and guitar.
My name is Ding, and I do the vocal.
I'm Noel, and I play the bass.
JJ, I play the classical piano.
Wonderful. The piano. So, how do you guys feel about your set that you just played?
It's not bad.
The one bit.
Did you get the reaction from the crowd that you were expecting?
I couldn't see anyone.
I was hoping for a fight, but that's okay.
Well, I feel like the crowd got pretty lively, especially when you were playing What I Love. You know, I feel like you got a pretty good response
They wanted us to play twice, so we had to play it again.
Yeah. So why are you guys called Backshots?
When two people really love each other.
Oh God.
Who takes the backshots in Backshots?
Me and myself. Oh. I look in the mirror and I make out with myself in the mirror all the time.
Oh my God.
Self-love is important.
We take turns with the same mirror.
Another thing I wanted to ask is, Ding, you were playing some pretty interesting stuff on your guitar there. Can you walk us through like your guitar techniques and how you like warm up on the guitar before a set?
Probably the Z string, X string, Y string, my favorite notes, because they're quite jazzy.
G string.
Yeah, and the G string too.
The G string, right?
Do you want to see?
Yeah. How did you make your guitar? You know, like what was the? How did you build your guitar?
It came from ancient times. Actually, I found it like archaeology, something about Greek and Roman, or something about like mythology, and it came to me, like Thor.
Terracotta soldiers.
Right, right. From ancient times, BC. Backshots before Backshots.
Yes.
Right. So, do you guys have a new record coming out or anything? By any chance? The rest of Backshots, do you guys have any new music coming out after this gig?
Yes, we will spend the next week or the next month just to write music and see what happens.
We're going to release an album.
An album?
Yeah.
A full-length album under Backshots?
Yeah.
Yes.
Interesting. So the last thing I want to finish off with, and this is a question that Arki brought up earlier, which was, if you were to die in Ding Dong Lounge tonight, what would be the last thoughts going through your head before you died?
That I didn't get to see Grape House play before I went.
Can I take the answer? No.
You can.
Yes.
You can't.
You have to give it
I'm not. Is it because of my skin tone or my...
No.
What's up?
Never mind. Just can't be repeated.
I would be so sad that I missed out on Grape House as well as Club Ruben CCTV.
I would have wanted a better set before I died, but it's all good.
I'll just die.
Ladies and gentlemen, Backshots.
Oh
my God. I am here with the one and only CCTV. How are you guys doing?
Awesome.
Doing great. Yeah.
All right. Who is CCTV?
Us.
Us. Who is us?
I'm Amos. I play the keys.
I'm Jocelyn. I play the bass.
I'm Sean. I do the vocals.
I'm Maxine. I do the drums.
I'm Eve. And I play the guitar. All
right. You guys just played an amazing set here at Ding Dong Lounge. How do you guys feel about what just happened?
Freaking awesome sauce.
Just feeling pretty pumped.
Yeah, it was good.
Awesome.
It was a good time.
I love seeing the audience engagement. That was so sick.
I say this all the time, but it was so surreal. Just like hearing them sing lyrics and back.
All right. Did the crowd give you the response that you were hoping for tonight?
Yeah, and more.
Yeah.
Talk to me about your choice of the Idols cover. You know, what does "Never Fight a Man with a Perm" mean to you?
What is this?
I heard the story.
Have you guys fought men with perms before?
Oh yeah,
every day. Basically, the story is that there was this guy who came in while we were practicing one time and was excuse me, you guys sound a lot like this band, I don't know if you've heard of the Idols? And like, I don't know, just from there, we were like, hey, what if we did Man With A Perm?
So was that the man with the perm who came in?
He was bald, I think. More or less,
he had a perm, yeah.
A bald perm, all right.
And he pointed at Joss and he was like, "You look like Kim Gordon."
That's from talking
hair. My hair was a bit different at the time.
Sorry. You guys also just dropped an EP called Austerity Blues. What do you guys think about the government's austerity measures and cuts?
I think they're a disastrous set of policies that in the long run will actually end up killing like quite a lot of people. Just from like having conversations with like people in the health sector, it seems like a really, really dire kind of thing. Yeah.
Word. And what's next for you guys as a band? Are you working on any new releases at the moment? Or is that embargoed information? Top secret.
I don't know.
That's a secret.
There is something.
We're slowly cooking. We got this. We got a single. We don't know when we're gonna release it, but it'll be out in a month or two.
Yeah.
Is it the one that you played earlier?
Nope.
We didn't.
All right. There's potential single in the works. Also, Amos, can you run me through your Magic the Gathering deck?
Oh, fuck. What the fuck? Okay. Well, it's a red-green deck, focuses on going wide and playing pump spells. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's a bracket fucking 2 or 3 for those in the know. Yeah, man. Fuck else you want.
That's all good. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, CC motherfucking TV. We're here with Club motherfucking Ruby. How are you guys doing?
Very good.
Sweaty as hell. Sweaty.
So sweaty. Yeah.
So sweaty.
Who is Club Ruby right now? Who do I have here with me?
Us. We got me, President Ruby. We got Bubbles the Barbarian.
Bubbles Barbarian.
We got JJ Sticks.
Hi, I'm JJ Sticks.
We got Tashi Noise.
Tashi Noise.
We got Han, Vice President.
All right. How do you guys feel about the set that you just played?
Really good.
Really good.
Yeah.
Sweaty.
You guys feel like you got the response from the crowd that you were expecting tonight?
The Ding Dong crowd is always good, honestly. They always bring the energy. They always bring the love.
The best outfits.
Yeah.
Jade and Sophie, can we get a fit check here? Because we got some pretty interesting fits going on right now. We got a bit of like a Harley Quinn thing going on, but like Jade, you also got like a bit, little bit of like a William Shakespeare thing going on here too. So like,
they can go down.
Yes.
What are the fits we have here?
I was going for business, but then I saw this collar, and then I went for Harley Quinn. No. What's that emo
dark
lady?
Yeah, the dark Alice in Wonderland.
No. From that movie, and she has the braids, the 2 braids, and she's like this.
Wednesday Adams.
Oh, Wednesday.
Yes.
So then I was going for Wednesday on business.
Oh, that's a, yeah, I see it now. Well, I was actually, I left the house wearing all pink, like completely, like I even had pink Crocs on, but yeah, someone talked me out of the pink Crocs, it was a bit overkill, so I got the docks, and always, most important, is the fanny pack.
Oh yeah, I got my little guys.
Oh yes.
This is Piccolo, and this is, what are they doing?
Coolio.
Oh, and this is Coolio. Nice. Fantail.
All right. Are you guys themed in relation to your newest single, Heartbreak Overtime?
This is the outfit that I wore in the music video. So, yes.
I wore this skirt in the music video, and then I tried to shake things up. So, yes, I would say so.
Right. Inspired by Heartbreak Overtime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you guys get so good at the kazoo? Nice. Han.
Yeah.
Who are your top 3 bassists of all time?
That would be me. Me and me, baby.
Oh my god. Sorry, you and Tashi are both jazz musicians, if I'm correct.
That's right, Josh as well.
Oh, you're all 3 jazz. How does it feel to be jazz musicians playing pop-punk music at Ding Dong Lounge?
Very good, much more fun than jazz.
Smooth brain moment, so it's very good, you know? Yeah. So it's like, so.
So good.
All right. So what is next in store for you guys? Do you have any more releases in the works, maybe?
We definitely have a music video coming out. I'm pretty sure April 16th, but I also think it could be April 18th. So you guys check after this. And surely some more singles to come, perhaps part of a larger project.
Would a video game also be involved in that project too?
If somebody wants to make us a video game, there will be one involved in that project.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Club Ruby.
That was
was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.